It's February 8th, 2020, on the Coffee House for Culture Radio. I'm the artist D, and that's Anne-Marie.
Hey, D.
Hey, Anne-Marie. Long time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And a Happy Halloween to you as well. How the
hell
have you
been? Thank you.
My God.
You know, it's been a week. It's been a day.
It's been a week and a day.
It's been a lot.
We've been through a lot together and apart.
We're here to talk about it.
We're here to talk about it. Because we didn't do a show last week.
There's a reason why.
There is a reason why. Is it just my reason why? I think it's just mine. Yeah. Well, you might have had one too. But mine was the studio has flooded.
Christ.
That's what
it was biblical.
It was a biblical flood coming out of all of the studio's orifices. Like a tub faucet. I awaken. It was like Thursday night. And it was, I hear a rainstorm, Like literally, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's raining. That's so exciting.
And it wasn't rain.
I look out the window. It's not rain. No, it's not raining at all. It was the calm, cool evening. And then I look out front at the patio covered in water.
That's awful. It really is.
It really is. So we've been dealing with that all
week. That's great.
It's been a fun time. Fun time had by all. We're tearing walls out and things. It's very exciting. We're working on the
water
studio,
damage. You know? It really is the end of the world, honestly.
It is. And of course, you know, everyone treats it like, holy shit, we're going to get mold. On the West Coast, they're so afraid of mold.
Well, here too.
But growing up in it,
growing up in mold is fine.
Mold, licking the asbestos off the walls, eating the paint chips from the radiators.
Well, it explains a lot.
Doesn't it, though? It's, you know, people often ask us, why are we so fabulous? Well, we probably ate paint chips as children.
I was told that I used to stick forks in electrical sockets.
Wow. So there's your answer.
There you go, guys. That's me.
So Anne-Marie electrocuted herself. I had lead poisoning.
And that's that. That's that.
But growing up and stuff like that, it was like the norm that you saw the black mold in places. Because, you know, these big houses got wet and nobody gave a shit. Just like they didn't give a shit about the lead paint on the wall.
Water just collects everywhere.
So you just didn't think about it. And then you move out West Coast and they're like, oh, it's mold. Like, yeah. It's black. Yeah, okay. It's fine.
Run.
So people get their entire domiciles like redone when there's like a hint of water damage. So, I mean, that's good for me because, you know, the universe speaks. And I've been here a long time, as you know. And I don't usually stay in one place for too long. I don't stay long enough for anything to happen. And that was why I do that, but this is what happens when you stay too long. Things flood.
See?
Things
You've
damage.
You've been blessed.
And I have. So I get new walls, and it's very thrilling.
Good for you. Get some new floors and whatever you can get.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get some new floors, and I'm going to repaint, because why not? Why the hell not?
Yes, why not?
So we will have a fabulous time with that.
Enjoy. You're going to watch a lot of HGTV now to get some ideas.
I'm trying not to because
I'm
obsessed. Do you know, as a 15-year-old gay boy in bumfuck Pennsylvania, my favorite shows were HGTV.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Do you remember there was this gay guy, his name was Christopher Lowell. He had an HGTV show
vaguely.
Was just this flamboyant bald man with a beard. And I must have been like channeling, like I knew one day that would be me.
I gotta look him up. Yeah. I remember the name. Yeah.
He's still around. I mean, he's not on television, but I've Googled him in the past when he crosses my mind because he does.
He probably has a show on PBS you don't
probably,
know about.
Yes. Or he's got a YouTube or something. It's like Jenny Jones. You know Jenny Jones does a cooking YouTube?
I remember Jenny Jones, too. Oh, my God. She had big shoulder pads.
She did. And she now, just she's saying. On, she does YouTube cooking, and she's a comedian, but she just has such dry humor. It's very odd. You should watch her YouTube.
Well, people go on. We forget.
Exactly. We forget, but people go on. There's our quote of the day.
Man.
All
right. I got two notes already. Got things notes. I have to do.
Write this down, people.
I'm very stressed.
Christopher
already.
Lowell,
okay.
Jenny Jones. And yeah, tweet me if you have any recommendations for the studio. Because we're redoing things here at DeFabulous Productions. Oh, Fablehoff
You're
Productions.
Making nice.
There we go.
What? Same thing. Whatever.
Whatever. You, meanwhile, have had your own tragedy.
Oh, my God.
This morning.
I have.
A tragedy.
This morning.
You're late getting coffee this morning with me because of hair.
Because I go to my appointment for my cut and color. And my lovely hairdresser, who I've been seeing for 21 years, looks at me and says, I have news. And I said, oh, what's your news? I'm retiring. And I said, what?
Oh, my.
What?
God.
And I gripped the chair. What?
Yes.
She's like, yes, I'm retiring. And I'm like, okay. I said, who's staying in the salon? I said, I'll go to them. Oh, we're closing down.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
As you gripped the chair further.
I said, give me a minute. And I went on Twitter and I said, in all caps, my hairdresser's retiring, period. And I felt a little better. But like that, it was devastating because, oh my God.
Yes. Cause 21 years, that's a long time.
It's a long time. And, I'm very loyal.
And then they closed the shop too. So they can't even give you
She's done. She's like, I just got things to do. I'm done.
Well, yeah.
And I wish her the best. She's fantastic, but holy shit.
We've all got things to do. Did she give you to someone?
She did.
Oh, good.
She has a daughter who has a salon, and I walked in right after my cut and color, and I said, your mother retired, you have to take me? And she's like, I know you! And I'm like, oh, thank you! And we hung out for about a half hour, and the personalities mix, and life is good, and I go next month. And
good. I thought about that, and I thought that was really good that you did it right after, so she could see what her mother has done.
Yes, you knew. Yes. I said, I just came from there. Look at me. She's like, oh, yes, it looks good. Oh, yes. Yes.
This is what we're going to do. Yes.
But, you know, it's hair. And I've seen people go through this before. And I'm like, what's the big deal? You just go, start again. Wouldn't that be great? But when it happened to me, oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, you've got hair, girl.
I've got capital H hair. Yeah.
You have the slow motion Cindy Crawford fabulousness that just
Why,
moves.
Thank you.
It just moves like a L'Oreal commercial.
I got a lot of hair. And so, not everyone knows how to cut it.
People need to take care of that. You need people to take care of that.
But, but I do use the cheap ass shampoo that's 89 cents from ShopRite.
Amazing. Amazing.
Just saying.
ShopRite. I do my own because as a very young young person, I learned that as far as for men, hairdressers are such a ripoff.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But you're paying for the artistry of this all.
However, you are.
Okay. You're an artist too, aren't you?
I am, and artistry is like the hair. I artisize. What would the
sounds good to me.
Yes, I artisize my hair, and it's just I keep getting bolder and bolder, and it keeps looking good. I like it, and that's all that matters. But people compliment me, strangers. So I know it's not just bullshit.
I get stopped in the supermarket. Yes. I get stopped on the street, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And, you know, it feels good. It's like, oh, thanks. Hey, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, now I think it's a risk. Like, they're very impressed with the risk I take shaving so much of it off. That they wish. Men especially, they're like, bro, that's awesome. Because they want to do that. But
you could make quick money out of your working out of your trunk, you know. Just get some clippers.
I could. Just maybe go to town. Maybe that's what I need to do with my life. The traveling
20 bucks,
hairstylist will just do it out of my trunk. You'll be done. You're good.
No, just side job. Just something to do.
Absolutely. Because the standard haircut, it's easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
You got this.
And dying, I mean, I've always done well. But I understand, like, as long as it's been, and it hasn't been that long, kind of just like my Twitter icon currently. Just like down to my mouth, you know? That's about as long as it gets. Because anything else is just, it's way too much hair. So seeing your hair, I can imagine. You just got so many follicles. So many.
It's true, Dean.
They need to be managed. So I'm glad you finally found someone.
I'm sure it's going to be a happy marriage, but like, it's just, it all happens so quickly.
It is.
Well, to have to sit there, be like, I have news. Mm-hmm. Holy fucking shit. What? Oh my God.
And she knew she had to wait until you come in.
She wanted to do it in person because otherwise you don't break up with someone, you know, online or on the phone. It's got to be in person.
It's true. If you're going to put in your resignation, don't email it. Okay, people.
Oh, so everything was like the last time. This is the last time I'm going to sit here. I'm going to use your restroom for the last time. I'm going to do this for the last time. And it was hard.
Is she done within a matter of weeks, a matter of days?
3 weeks she's got left.
Okay.
She's doing all her clients and telling them one by one.
That chair is going to have a lot of claw marks.
A lot of stories. A lot of stories in that chair.
Stories and claw marks of people. Grasping, saying, what?
She's been talking about it for a while, but I just didn't expect today.
Well, thank goodness she had kin, and that kin followed in her footsteps.
Thank Christ.
That's,
and you know, the kin is very talented, and she was an instructor, so and all this great stuff.
Good.
And
that's so important. See, we really do not give enough credit to the hairdressers and the plumbers and all the people out there.
It's true.
And you want to have children who want to do that sort of thing. Because some people want to do that, believe it or not, to the millennials and the Gen Xs out there. Some people want to be a plumber.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And they make money, folks.
They really do.
The amount of repair. Look at the repairs going on in your home right now.
Exactly.
Are you going to blink? Yeah, maybe. 1,800 bucks. What? Okay, but guess what? You're writing that check. Exactly. You're going to hope for the best.
The window. Yes. And the guy said, I love the contractor. He says, he's like, and if you don't like what I'm bidding, he's like, I'm ripping this up and we move on. I got 100 people in front of you. I don't give a fuck. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love
you. Just,
wonderful.
He just knows the quality of his work and that's it.
Because it's just going to keep going because people keep flooding. And mold keeps growing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. People keep flooding. Mold keeps growing. And the world turns on.
You know what? You need a cheesecake or something just to put your face in for a while.
I've been seriously contemplating, and this is really just between you and I, but I've been contemplating.
Okay, don't tell anybody.
I won't tell anybody else.
Whisper it so nobody hears.
I really want some Chinese food.
You should get the Chinese food.
I want a treat. That's like, this is the flooding treat, is the Chinese food.
But make it good Chinese. Go to the place that's got your good General Tso's and enjoy. Do it. Do it. You deserve it.
You deserve some General Tso's today.
I might go get a shitty meal myself. Like shitty meaning that like I want it to taste good, but have it be really bad for me.
Right.
That's happening today because I am just, I've been through it.
It has. It's been a hard week and you've had a hard day and everything is all over the place. I mean, the studio is in shambles. I'm just in a corner.
Well, you know what? So am I, because I got piles of crap all around me. And that's just how I live.
Welcome to the coffee house. And it's been on my mind.
Yeah, it's an honest podcast.
It's an honest podcast. We tell it like it is. And I really told it like it was last episode. And it's been haunting me.
I'm sorry.
It's been haunting me. The amount of people I've found out that I love in my life who are Virgos.
Sorry, folks. I did poke you with the stick a little bit because, you know, things showed up in my feed regarding Virgos and I had to share.
You want to know. And I had to tell you.
Oh, boy.
So we have to start a new hashtag, not all Virgos. But for those who didn't listen, which you should listen on Spotify, go do that after the show. Catch up. I did claim last week or last podcast that Virgos are assholes.
Well, actually, you said if I were a Virgo, I'd be an asshole.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yes. You didn't really make the declaration that all Virgos are assholes.
Well, then I could have got away with it because really in my head.
It was me that probably twisted it to be. So I said, it was me. It's me, guys. I apologize. Not really. This Leo does not apologize.
No. Well, I looked
into it. Because it made really good radio. Absolutely.
And I should have done it while we were broadcasting, but I looked afterwards at my calendar at the Virgo month, and I'm like, holy shit. I've got a whole lot of Virgos in my life now. Which is good because and these people are like besties, a lot of them. So they're really good,
not
awesome
anymore.
People.
Yeah, I know. Not anymore, folks.
None of them reached out to me, by the way. None of those
That's
people.
That's okay.
Yeah. I heard from some other Virgos, but no one I love reached out because either they're not listening, which is highly likely, or they don't care.
You never know.
They know me, though. You know, and this is that gay drag culture, and we shouldn't call it gay because culture doesn't really have a sexuality, but or a preference, but it is.
That's what you think.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't know.
there are cultures out there somewhere. Yes, with that. But my back hall drag queen burlesque lifestyle. Is, you know, it's kind of harsh for people. And I look at the Virgos that I love, and I thought, yeah, these people are assholes, but that's a good thing. They can channel their powers of assholism, and for the better, for the light. They light the way.
That is a talent.
Yes.
It really is.
I mean, and that's, you get it, because you're from New York. Understand.
I could be an asshole on most occasions.
Well, and see, that was the culture shock moving from East Coast to West Coast. Is you have that, especially if you're a New Yorker or you're close to it, because I'm used to dealing with that, and that's why I get along so well with really hardcore people, because you're used to fighting over the bagel. Or somebody on the street beeps at you. You know, that's life. You're speaking to each other, you know.
Oh, God.
It's like some people that say, he's yelling. No, he's talking. He's simply having a conversation.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like your family dinners, you know. You're just talking casually.
We've got a little bit of that here. Like, I'm a hand waver. I'll talk and just start.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
What's wrong with her? No, I'm just talking. I'm not aggravated, really.
I'm a huge hand waver. Totally. Absolutely. I'm flailing most of the time, especially on this show, actually.
Me too.
So we mean it with love. The asshole is a good thing. Just like if you're a bitch, you know, sometimes it's a good thing to be a bitch.
Absolutely.
And I'm good with that. So not all Virgos are bad assholes. A lot of them are good assholes. And anyone that I know, I love you. Just had to say that. Get that off my chest.
Oh, you feel better?
I do. I think I cleared the air.
Okay.
And if you're an asshole Virgo, you should understand me. So there we go.
It's true.
So much has happened since last time. We missed the Super Bowl. We were going to talk about that, and now it's gone into the annals of history.
Yeah, I didn't even know who was playing. So
I didn't either. This is the problem not working with straight people anymore. I just don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, I was online with gay Twitter. Or what are we watching? Like, exactly. Everyone's like, "What? Yeah. Go team. Yeah. Who is this?"
You and I are talking about Alton Brown on the Food Network, and yes. Everybody else is like talking about J-Lo. And I'm busy on the Food Network catching up with Worst Cooks because I've never seen it, and now I have, thanks to you.
It's a fabulous, fabulous program. I enjoy it. Makes me feel good. Yes.
Alton personally knows you now, which is fabulous. You were retweeted by Alton Brown. It's very exciting.
I know. And I may or may not have kept track of how many likes I got, but that's okay. You know, that's what we do. That's what assholes do.
Assholes and Leos, because Leos, oh, foif, are we assholes.
That's me. And you. Oh, and me. See, it's
yes,
fine.
Absolutely. But apparently everyone was. Well, I don't know. I don't know who everyone was rooting for, but I just look at like who was playing and I thought, well, okay, we've got San Francisco and I love San Francisco. It's a great place. So do you. So I was for them.
There was no like hated team. Like the, no. If the Patriots are playing, everyone loves to hate the Patriots.
Right. Yeah. Everybody
and that was
hates
just
them.
Fun to hate them.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Chiefs don't really know them. Don't really care. Not a Missouri fan. I don't like Missouri.
I don't know who anybody is. I
haven't enjoyed Missouri. So I went with San Francisco and they lost. And when they lost, when I was sure that they were losing, I immediately went back to the Food Network.
You made a wise choice.
I did. And I did watch the halftime show. Everyone upset.
With, I did too.
You know, angry people that J-Lo is, you know, sexy and 50 years old.
Whatever. I'm upset about that.
Like, how dare she be 50? Do those things.
Well.
We all want to be doing those things when we're 50. And we will.
It's around the corner for me. I ain't doing nothing like that. I'm going to be in a hospital. I can't.
You're not swinging around on the pole? Come on.
Can't. No way.
Oh, my God. Well, you know I will be. I'll be in the... And I will be in that silver sequined...
Good for you.
Body dude. Suit, yes. Because I'm sure by 50, we'll be back to the drags. In drags. Because it has to happen again eventually. You know, these
everything
things,
makes its rounds, you know?
Makes it rounds. Yeah. They come in waves. If you live long enough, yes. You'll repeat everything over and over again.
Isn't it awful?
It is.
It's always the worst shit that comes around, too.
It's good and bad. The good and the bad, the black and the white. It just, it's fine. But it was a fine halftime show. I was glad that it wasn't Maroon 5. That's all that matters.
It was not Maroon 5.
But it wasn't.
That's correct.
It was not Diana Ross ascending in a helicopter either. That's my favorite.
It was not.
It was a favorite. I actually remember, like, this is a childhood memory. Which once again paints that whole gay kid picture that we're just unraveling on this show. Because I didn't realize the displays. But I remembered because I thought about it on the Super Bowl. And I thought that was her and the Cowboys played. And I was right. That was when the Cowboys played. I didn't even know that I remembered that. But
I wouldn't have known.
I literally watched because that was my childhood team that was my favorite for no reason. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you're gay and you don't know anything, just pick something that looks cool.
Isn't that everybody? Yes. That doesn't mean you're gay. Because you just pick. I like their uniform. I like the, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, because in like third grade, it was the Dolphins because they were cool and dolphins are cool.
Listen, I will root for the Seahawks even today because I like their color scheme and logo.
Yes. And especially for us.
I don't know anything about them.
We graphic people, we like things for their logo.
It's like, who's got the better logo? I'm rooting for you.
Yes. Yep. I loved the Dolphins. And then everybody around me told me the Dolphins sucked. So I'm like, okay, well then, Cowboys.
Oh, well, whatever.
And then people told me the Cowboys sucked. And I said, well, fuck you. I still like the Cowboys. Even though what's his name moved over to the Cowboys, that guy that keeps moving from team to team. He's been in every Super Bowl, but he keeps switching Brett somebody or whatnot.
Oh, I have no idea.
He was on, I don't know. I don't even know. See, I'm dangerous enough just to almost have a straight conversation.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You practiced this at the water cooler.
And I know somebody out there is saying his name. but I don't even know. I couldn't even Google Brett football, Brett somebody, Brett Favre. Is that the guy? I don't know. Maybe.
If we can pretend. Yes, that's him. Yes, of course.
Because he was on he's on every winning team, and he just goes from one team to another.
Oh, is he the lucky charm?
Seems to be.
Is he the one?
Because Jets. Is this the guy? Did he move to the Cowboys? Because I just heard that he moved to the Cowboys. Look how we waste our time. I don't know.
I'm learning.
Someone tell me.
It's not a waste when you're learning.
Yeah. See, Cowboys. Yes. Dead air is totally worth it when we're learning.
This is not dead air. We're listening to happy clicky noises.
Yeah, I just heard the dude was, yeah, I don't know. I think it was Brett Favre.
We're learning.
He looks kind of old, but I mean, you know, when you've been involved so long, you're old.
When you've been hit in the face repeatedly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he was on the Patriots. Then he moved to the other team that went to the Super Bowl. Then he moved to another team. And now I just heard he moved to the Cowboys. So,
God.
Well, he just gets around.
That's exhausting.
But hey, whoever pays you the money.
That's true. But you got to relocate the family each time, right? You got to move true. Or sometimes. Or, I don't know.
Those people get Jesus. Around. They get around.
Mm. It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. You found quite the gem for us to talk about today.
I did.
You did. You're like, which of the many gems is
which
that?
Of my many? Yes, which I get many gems.
One that fascinated you and fascinates me when I heard was the internal monologue.
Yeah.
You have found that people, this is an article that, well, apparently there was a Twitter fun fact that said some people have an internal narrative and some don't. As in, some people's thoughts are like sentences they hear, and some people just have abstract, nonverbal thoughts and have to consciously verbalize them. And most people aren't aware of what type they are. So you were surprised because you don't think you hear your internal voice.
I think I have that abstract internal thing, but I don't hear coherent thoughts in my head here. I don't.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's where I get tripped up, because do they really hear?
I don't know.
I mean, are they hearing like schizophrenic voices in their head hearing? Or because I have very put together thoughts. Like I have a conversation with myself all the time. There is always a constant sentence going on through my head.
No, I don't have that.
Okay. Because that's what I think when they say hear, because literally I'm talking to myself in my head, answering myself, telling myself stories, planning things, regretting things.
Of course. But what the problem is, once you start thinking about this, I mean, you get confused. And how do you determine which one you are? Because now you're thinking and wondering, am I talking to myself now by doing this? What is this?
The way that I think you're doing it is you just have feelings. You kind of have this mishmash of this is what I'm thinking, and it turns into okay, this is what I should say. I don't know. It doesn't.
Yes.
Sound,
that, yeah. That's what was at play today during my hairdresser ordeal. Mm. I had feelings that were motivating me. And then I was like, I'm going here. I'm doing this.
Mm. Okay. Now, yeah. For me, it's literally I'm preparing, I hear myself in my head saying, okay, Artist D, you're going to tell them this and this and this.
I wonder, could you change? Could you make yourself be that person who could talk to themselves and be better prepared for things? That's weird.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Would that help public speakers?
Definitely. I think you can go that way. What I'm wondering is if you could go the other way. Because I think a lot. But I don't think I could turn myself into just this thoughtful amalgamation. I'd have
amalgamation.
To be
amalgamation. That's a big word of the day for Coffee House.
That's the word on the wall is amalgamation.
SAT word, folks. Yep. Write it down.
Coffee House is brought to you by the letter A. The word amalgamation. And
I'm like,
the,
are you spelling this out? Wait a minute.
And the astrological sign Virgo. Some of the article, it says, literally the first person I asked was a classmate of mine who said she cannot hear her voice in her mind. And I asked her if she could have a conversation with herself in her head. She looked at me funny and said no. So I began to, they began to interview more friends and found that this is like an A or B choice. There's different
people. It's weird, isn't it? Yes. It's interesting stuff.
Someone described it as a concept map that she sees in her brain. So that's kind of like you. You've got the concept of it.
Yeah.
But another friend said that she literally hears or sees the words. She sees the words in her head that she's trying to think about when she's thinking about something. So, yeah, I can kind of I see that more. It's very interesting because I didn't know the other opposite existed either.
I didn't know. It's weird suddenly having to see how people think, like, oh, you're different from me.
Here we are all walking around thinking that we're thinking this way.
But the human brain is weird.
It is.
It's amazing. But it's got to be different. There's got to be even more types of thoughts going on. It can't be just two.
I'm sure.
Why stop at two?
Because I bet there are people that, like, hear it. Like, literally hear it in their ears. Like Ally McBeal in the 90s. That
you're, ongoing. You're going way back.
I know. I'm sorry for the children, but
there's some new show coming out too. This woman sees her coworkers actually singing. What's in their mind?
Oh, well,
that's so.
There's another one.
Tune into that. I'm not sure what the hell it's called, but it does exist.
This person, they went into a deep investigation on Twitter and Instagram, and apparently that there's just this line between people. I never thought, but I have to. I'm a thinker, so I really, really think hard about what's being said, what I'm going to do.
See, that explains a lot with me. I don't think shit. I'm gonna... I just get on and
what comes
what
out,
I feel.
Comes out. Eat what you feel.
Right? It's yeah. Man,
I wouldn't know because I'm a long time stutterer. So when you grow up like that,
well, that makes sense. You so gotta, you're actually editing in a sense,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Almost, mm-hmm. kind of.
And my brain goes. So this is why I'm. This is the Leo talking. Pretty sure I'm a genius because.
Do tell.
I'm one of those weird people. I'm the weird people who, like, the thoughts are coming so clearly in my head that the mind or the mouth can't keep up. So when I'm trying, when I'm solving a problem and I have to speak it and go through it and work with a team, it's very difficult to stay coherent because I'm rushing towards the end. And
you have to slow yourself down, and that's a lot of effort.
Yes. So to hold that back and speak clearly, so you're already thinking about that. So I have to think a lot to actually function in this world.
You are a goddamn genius. You really are.
Thank you. Yes.
Man.
Well, it's like Jeopardy. You know, those questions come at you so fast. You gotta answer before the people answer so you can get it right. I feel like I'm talking to somebody who doesn't watch Jeopardy.
I grew up watching it at the kitchen table, but like nowadays, I just like, whatever.
Jeopardy is my favorite show of long-time game shows. I love Jeopardy. And it also makes me feel like a genius because I get about 30 to 40% of the questions right.
Wow.
Yeah. Even lately, I've been getting the final one right. I'm getting smarter as I age.
Oh, see? But you'll be that guy who bids the penny.
Yeah.
So it's not going to benefit you much because
it's true. their bids always disappoint me because I'm like, if you get on Jeopardy, go all in, just do it all.
Oh, but it's scary to do that because you could lose it.
It is. And it kills them all. Some of them that do, they just fail miserably because it's that one question that they weren't expecting.
Alex Trebek looks at you like, you must be a Virgo. You failure.
You asshole.
That will never die on Coffee House.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, never. We're making t-shirts. It's all right.
Okay. Hee hee.
So, do tweet us at The Artist D or Instagram us at Coffee House and tell us about your internal dialogue.
Yeah.
We want to know. Do you hear things? Do you see things?
It's funny, though.
I want to know people to see things.
Oh, yes, actually.
Do you see things?
Yeah. My friend sees each letter has a different color.
Really?
She's got a project going on. I'm looking it up now because I forgot the name.
Wow, that's unique.
Synesthesia, I guess it's called. Synesthesia. Look it up. She could see each letter of the alphabet has a certain color.
And it's consistent. They have the same
colors. Yes. So, you know, she's got a website loaded and you could enter your name and see how she would see your name.
Wow. That's as new as the internal dialogue.
Yeah, she used to do typesetting for the Daily News in New York. And when putting words on the front page, she would fight with her editor because, like, the word murder was a soft color. It wasn't appropriate for what was in her brain.
And she just has always seen that? So she thought
always seen it.
So she thinks that's what it actually looks like.
Yeah.
Like colorblind people.
One day her editor just brought her like an article on, you know, on what this was. And he's like, oh, I figured you out. And this has just been her life. It's amazing.
Could you imagine being like so far down the road in life where you're like, what do you mean that's not colored?
Yeah. It's like, what?
What do you mean yellow isn't all, or murder isn't all yellow and beige?
Huh. That's what it was for her. She had such resistance to it. You need a stronger colored word. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Wow. I have that. I feel that sometimes with colors, just especially wall colors when we're fighting over, no, that's black or no, that's brown. And I see a lot of, because I'm a designer, just like yourself. So we see these pigments differently.
Yes.
And you can see, you know, you know that like an orangish or a reddish, you know, that can lead you into that yellowish, or the brown can lead to black. And so we see like, of course, that's okay. And of course it matches, even though it's like way off. But, to us, it's only a little bit down on the color wheel.
Right.
And everybody else know that's totally different brown or black or something. So I get in those too, but to think of it as so extreme, like literally you're seeing words that are colored your entire life and you think everybody sees that. That's fantastic.
It's like, oh,
but it must
for me, like days of the week and months I see as building blocks.
Building blocks.
I always like the days of the week are just laid out.
Oh, so visually you're like a calendar.
Yeah, like right now, like it's Saturday, so I'm at the end of the line.
Mm.
And next to it is Sunday, and then I have to start over at the beginning again. I can see that.
Yeah,
weird.
That. Yeah, I can see that.
My months are a big loop.
Mm. I wonder what I'm trying to think of. What weird things?
What's the name for that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I could definitely. I mean, that's how you're trained. Like you're looking at a calendar all your life. I feel the same way with the blocks, but I don't know. I don't think I do anything weird other than the shades of things. I'm really hardcore on, no, that's a shade of brown when nobody else agrees with me. We thought this because the studio is brown and a lot of people tell me it's red. It's not. It's not. And
they don't know what they're talking about.
I know it's not because they picked the color and said it's brown. But other people, like the colorblind people, I think Frank Cotolo is colorblind. He's the only one I know. I think. But that must be strange to grow up without certain colors. But you don't know it's strange, well, so you don't give a shit.
It's not them. Yeah, it's not strange to them. They just kind of...
We're strange to them.
Exist. I was doing design work with a colorblind client. It was the most difficult job of my life. I couldn't express myself.
Wow.
And they had to keep reminding me, you know, I don't see what you're seeing. I'm like, you know, it's warmer. It's this. I'm like, oh, shit.
That really is like talking it through with a literally blind individual, but they're just
I couldn't do
blind
it.
Blind. Huh. I'm fascinated by this. Yes.
You are fascinating and you are a genius.
I am a fascinating genius who is fascinated.
You're okay.
I'm okay. I'm all right. We're all good. And you too. You're a genius as well. Genius.
Ah, depends on the day.
It just depends on the level and the category.
Yes. We're just different categories. Yes.
we can't do math or science or anything else, but
oh no. Oh, language is pretty tough as well.
Language.
But if you need a term paper on Salinger, I am your woman. That's no problem.
Wow. Well, now I know where to go.
If it ever pops up in your life.
And if you ever need to help, get somebody to answer the stupid questions on Jeopardy, the silly ones, I'm your man or woman.
Do you get the double Jeopardy questions?
Not usually. Yes. The second round of Jeopardy is, of course, difficult for someone like me because they ask the super educated questions that I don't give a shit about. But
how did you do with that millionaire show? Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, the actual
you're
show.
You're given the four choices.
Not good.
For your questions.
You know, I'm not good at that, and I suck at Wheel of Fortune. Like, you'd think that I'd be able to fill in the blanks, but I can't.
I always see different words that aren't there, which I guess is the whole idea, but it's not right.
No, I see nothing. Like these other shows, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire choices and the like Wheel of Fortune, no idea. It doesn't even come to me. But I think because Jeopardy is, there's a clue buried in it. And it's not that I always know the answer, but I can deduce what it probably should be.
Your inner voice gives you the answers.
Yes. And not to be too much of a nerd, but like last night or the other night, they had a category all on planets. So, and that's like the perfect explanation because it's like there's a little bit of a clue, you know, gas giant or this small planet where you're going to burn to death. It's just you can connect the dots if you know a little of anything about that. So it's not that I really know what Saturn is, but I get the idea.
And you can figure it out.
I know that Jupiter is giant and gassy. So that helps.
Have we made Pluto a planet again or it's lost?
Oh, that was one of the questions. It was a question about that and it called it a pseudo planet. So it was Pluto because it is a pseudo planet.
Pseudo planet. See, what the hell? Yep. Make up your minds, people.
Poor Pluto. Always getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah. Even the character Pluto in the Disney series, he had to walk on all fours. Walk on all fours where Goofy got to be bipedal. Remember that?
Yes, and you know how I feel about Goofy. Hate him and Donald
My
Duck.
My sister-in-law loves Goofy. Oh, I'm not a fan of Donald Duck either.
He had no pants. I didn't like Bugs Bunny until I realized much later in my life that Bugs Bunny is transgender.
Yes, you told me this. Like, oh, yes, he is.
Yes.
Of course, yes.
No, for me, it was all Pluto and Martian. What's his name?
Yes, Marvin the Martian.
Martin the Martian.
Same thing.
Marvin the Martian, yes. But hey, speaking of colors, we've got to get to this last one.
Okay.
The vest of King Charles I, of which he wore to his execution, is going to be on display at the Museum of London.
It is. Isn't that creepy?
It is creepy. And it was apparently January 30th, 1649. He was beheaded in front of a crowd for treason.
Yeah.
And I love the description. Because he was wearing whatever he was wearing that day, apparently was given out to the crowd. Gotta find, wait, okay, the vest is made from knitted high quality silk. It's kind of blue and features stains on the front that the museum says could be bodily fluids.
Could be, yes.
Which it's okay. I mean, I don't know if I would have wore it to my execution. It looks more like a nightshirt.
Well, what would you wear to your execution?
Something
that's
fabulous.
The big question.
Oh my goodness.
Nowadays, yeah. Chances are you might be online. So you're going to live that's forever. Yes. You have to look good.
I would come out dressed as Marie Antoinette in a sequin and glitter version of Marie Antoinette with the big poofy skirt and all the frills. I'd look like Quentin Crisp as Queen Elizabeth, but more reds and glitter. And of course, I would be in drag.
Would you do a wig? What type of headpiece would you be?
A very tall, pile-on red wig.
Okay.
And it would have to be taped to my head because clearly I'm being guillotined. So when my head rolls, the wig will roll as well. That would be fun.
Or support your fall.
Yes. At least you know with me, guaranteed, my execution would be fabulous and fun. Because if you're going to die, I mean, why not?
I'd retweet it.
Absolutely. You better. You better. What would you wear to your execution?
Well, something fabulous as well. I'd have to be in black, you know.
Yes.
I'm thinking something along the lines of Professor Snape. I want the flowing cape.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Or like Darth Vader. That has to flow behind me as I stomp along to my guillotine. And
with the marching band playing.
Deal with what? Yes, anything. Sure.
That would be fabulous. I would retweet that too.
Thank you, Dee.
There'd be a show about it, you know.
But knowing me, I'd probably have coffee stains on the front of me. I'm famous for, you know, toothpaste droppings.
Okay.
And not enough time to, like, you know, get it off me.
Perfect.
That's my life.
Yep. There's a little 370 years after, they'd be like, this is the cape worn.
Like,
by
she was a slob.
The host.
She was a complete slob.
Hostess of Coffee House. This cape includes some toothpaste droppings, a spot of marinara.
And International Delight.
International Delight.
That's it. That's what's on her.
And these things really, it doesn't go together because I look at the blue. It's like a blue, it's like a PJ top to me, you know, blue and little quilty designs. But then he also wore these gloves, which were fabulous.
they didn't find those.
No, they were kid leather gloves fitted with deep gauntlet cuffs of pink silk, which don't really go with the blue at all, trimmed with gold and silver lace embroidery.
They were just, it's time. And he, oh, wait, let me just grab what I can. And he just put on whatever the hell was on his dresser.
Exactly. Because he had also on display were fragments of his cloak. So he also had a cloak, which is exciting.
Of course.
Looks like it matched the gloves. It was very dark pink and embroidered. That would be fabulous. And a sash and a handkerchief.
Man.
Is your nose running? No, it's my head across the stage. Yeah. Rolling. Rolling.
I'm just imagining the sound.
Well, they put a bucket right there, right? So it's more just like,
you know,
flop.
And you pray to God the guy has a strong enough string, a swing to just cut through you. Otherwise, it's going to be two or three tries.
Oh, my God.
Right? Come on.
No, that didn't work. Do it again. Pick it back
We're doing guillotine. We're doing guillotine with the blade that comes down.
Yes.
Like we had a guy with the hatchet, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to really watch out.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of Alfred Hitchcock.
I got confused.
Guillotine, yeah. But true, the guy with the hatchet, that would have been probably been more the thing. I don't know when, I don't know what was going on in the 1300s or the 1600s. But.
What a mess.
What a mess, either way. Apparently, Queen Victoria in 1901, after her death, they gave away her bloomers, a bodice, a skirt, and a pair of leather boots.
Anybody want her panties? Come on.
Somebody in the crowd, I got a bloomers. Yeah. They're going to sell
what
someday.
What a thing to get.
In 370
years.
I'm
going to
put them on eBay. Wow. The things we learn, we learn it all right here. Coffee House.
I learn a lot. I always learn a lot.
Always learn a lot. It's always a relief, and we hope you feel the same way, whether you're a Virgo or not out there. In the land of the listeners.
And people are listening.
People are listening.
I'm getting feedback.
Following. You laugh like it's 1990. I love it.
Yes, I do.
Kind of our subtitle, you know, like it's 1990.
Which was so long ago.
It was, but that was a good decade.
I don't think I remember it. Not much happened.
As long as it was before 2009 and the temporal shift.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
I'm fine.
Yes.
Google it. Okay.
I got quite a list after today's show.
Yes, I can't go into that anymore. It's so depressing. My Twitter feed is so depressing this last couple days. Talk about shift. People are sad. But people like to be sad. It's what they do.
Listen, nothing. Everyone should just shut the hell up. They have their hairdressers, okay? I don't want to hear it.
If you've got a hairdresser, be
love
happy.
Them and love treat them well.
Treat them kindly.
Because one day they ain't going to be there.
Oh, do you? Had you gotten your hairdresser gifts, like for her birthday or Christmas? Do you do that?
Of course, I do all that stuff. I just didn't know this was coming.
Right. Are you going to go
back? I would
back?
Have actually gotten her
you should,
something.
Yeah, you should go back and give her something.
Well, I'm connected to her with social media and whatever, and I will love her.
Good.
I'm still dealing with the shock, the residual shock.
Well, it just happened. It was very shocking.
The mental exhaustion, like, oh my God. Look, women will stick with their hairdressers. Oh, yeah. They'll stick with their gynecologists. They'll leave their marriages easy, no problem.
Absolutely. That's the two things. It's very important. Above anything else is your hairdresser and your gynecologist. Because they both touch you in very important places.
It's true.
And you just don't want to entrust that to anybody else.
Solid advice. It's true.
Learning it here. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
We have a new logo. We've got a logo.
We got a new logo. I like it.
I like it, too. Everybody can see it. You've seen it 6,000 times on Instagram, and you'll see it 6,000 times more.
Good. Everyone should see it 20 times a day, at least.
At least. Thank you to Kara for drawing.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm happy.
I'm very
it's
happy.
It's us.
It's us.
She captured us.
It's us in a soaking in a cuppa. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And she got our everything. It's perfect. Everyone I've shown, it's like, that's you. That is so you.
I heard the same thing. Like, that's you. Oh, my God. That's you.
I have never been characterized better. So I'm very happy with that.
I'm just thankful to be on the thin side. So there you go. Because I could easily fill that cup by myself.
That's the fun part about cartoons. We're three times that size. We need our own cups. That would have been, you know, if it was real life, it would have just been like two thermoses sitting there. One for you, one for me.
Oh, look at that.
Coffee on the floor because it all came out, you know.
That's it.
I can see that one too. That's the logo in another 10 years. Thermoses on a porch instead.
Copyright that concept
yes.
now.
Yes. Don't steal that shit.
All right. Well, On that note,
I think we've had it. Ready to put the week away. How about you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Until next week, where we come back and it'll be another fabulous everything. We've got
God. Let's hope it's a good week.
We've got it all for you. Yes, may this week be amazing for all.
Amen.
Good night
and Merry Christmas
and Happy Halloween.
And all that stuff.
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.